Most days of the week, Randy Hopkins can be found at Levy Rink next to Burrillville High School. Two of his kids play hockey, they're 11 and 13, and he coaches the Peewees, that's 11 and 12-year-olds in youth hockey lingo. All this makes the sport practically a second job.
It's a way of life. There's no other way of describing it. You talk to other people and they're like, you're crazy. People at work that I work with, they're like, you're out of your mind. Why? What else would I be doing?
Like many at the rink, Hopkins grew up in Burrillville, a collection of old mill villages on the northwestern corner of the state. He's been on the ice since he was a kid. He played on high school teams that won state championships, and now, as a parent and a coach, he watches his son's team work on passing drills.
Ah, bad pass.
Hopkins says some Sundays he and his boys arrive at the rink by the crack of dawn. The sound of sticks slapping pucks and blades carving the ice echo through the domed structure. The players learn to locate their teammates just by listening for the sound of their skates.
You can't hear them talking, you can hear the coaches. Believe it or not, you learn to listen to find out where somebody is.
In this town of 15,000, residents have an almost religious devotion to hockey. On this weekend night, dozens of parents mingle about the rink in shifts as wave after wave of youngsters get onto the ice for practice.
We're at Levy Rink on a usual Wednesday night, and practice is just getting out. And this is the squirt level.
Again, for the uninitiated, squirts are between 9 and 10 years old. Beth Coleman, like Randy Hopkins, was raised in Burrillville. Burrillville Junior Hockey League caters to kids from elementary through high school.
It was just part of life growing up. If you didn't play hockey, you knew somebody that played hockey, and it was just what you did on a Friday and Saturday night, and you came out here, and the stands would be literally packed from head to toe.
Now Coleman has children of her own, and they're on the ice 3 to 5 days a week, plus weekends. It's a level of commitment to the game that non-locals like Daniel Sozik had to get used to.
It's just what's in the area and what everybody is really passionate about. Everyone's like, your kids are going to play hockey. You're near Burrillville, you need to play hockey.
Sozik grew up just south of Burrillville and didn't know anything about the sport, but watching her two young sons from the chilly stands, she says they took to it like any other local.
And these kids are like bread. There's something in the water around Burrillville.
Or something on the water. Burrillville is home to dozens of ponds, and the temperatures dip well below freezing in the winter. That makes it an ideal home for a sport played on the ice. But it was legendary coach Tom Eccleston who cemented Burrillville's status as a hockey town. Born in 1910, Eccleston coached Providence College hockey in the 1950s and 60s. According to a 1987 New York Times profile, Eccleston helped create Burrillville's high school team in the 1930s, and at age 76, he returned as a coach. Randy Hopkins went to the state championships 3 times under his leadership.
I still do everything. Everything I do is based on what he did. Everything was repetition. And a lot of people don't believe in it. But I'm a believer.
And now he's raising his son to be a believer, too. His son will soon try out for the Burrillville High School Broncos, just like his father.
It's a big deal. That's what everybody shoots for in this town. To wear the high school jersey.
Despite the town's devotion to hockey, Hopkins sometimes worries about the future. He says high costs and a multitude of private hockey organizations could threaten the numbers at the Burrillville Junior Hockey League.
But when I was playing, everybody stayed here. Everybody played for Burrillville Junior Hockey League. Now you got guys going everywhere.
But this Wednesday night, hockey is alive and well in Burrillville, and the next generation is ready to slide onto the ice and drop the puck. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for One Square Mile provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.